So I just would like to start with some Bismillah.
Bismillah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين آمين آمين. So we begin with our next session, our session 8 of Inner Life, with some readings and some practice and some chanting and being together in that journey, on that journey. Last time we started, we began chapter 2, where we, which is the object of the journey, and we started looking at God as the creator, sustainer, forgiver, judge, friend, father, mother, and beloved. So we're carrying on from that place. Gataka. Now, as to the way in which we establish the relationship with the One, and which is the most desirable to establish with God, what should we imagine? God as Father, as Creator, as Judge, as Forgiver, as Friend, or as Beloved? How do we see that? How do we see that divinity in our being, in our relationships? The answer is that in every capacity of life, we must give God the place that is demanded by the moment. When crushed by the injustice, the coldness of the world, when we look at God as the perfection of justice, we no more remain agitated, and our heart is no more disturbed, and we console ourselves with the justice of God. Tasawuf. Besides, by remaining undisturbed, we make even of ourselves a channel for divine justice. Whereas other people look outside for the rectification of the faults of the world, the Sufi does not make such a demand. Our very calmness becomes a source of strength for ourselves and others. our very calmness becomes a source of strength for ourselves and others. So how do we hold that calmness in this, all these challenges and the news that we hear every day, and the things that we witness in life that feel so unjust and that feel so cold or miserable? How do we keep that calmness? What do we do to keep that calmness? So perhaps that's something to reflect on. You know, how do we, or when we notice that we are out of balance, when we are not in that calm space, when we notice that, what do we do? How do we find that place again? What is that one thing that we know for sure that helps us? You know, it might be different for each one of us. And by being calm, we also help make a way for justice and all virtue in the manifestation. But if we react, if we become emotional, and if we are perturbed, we partake of the very difficulties which stand in the way of the generality. It is the practice of the divine presence which helps most here. That's what Mershit Sam is saying. Now, Gataka, we place the just God before us, and by this we learn justice. The sense of justice awakens in our heart, and we see things in quite a different light. Tasawuf. If one feels God as a whole, all the qualities will manifest, but not as our mind conceives them. They are all there and they will come to the surface as needed. All these qualities will come to the surface as and when needed. But, Mershit Sam says, the repetition of the Bismillah will help more than anything else to make us aware of this presence. And with that, the zikr or remembrance in some form. The zakir will feel the divine presence, and in that will be the essence of justice and of all virtues. So the repetition of Bismillah, which is the calling for the love of God to be present, the divine presence to be in our heart. Gataka. When we find in this world the motherless and the fatherless, then we think that there is the mother and father in God. Tasawuf. And this is manifested when the Sufi also acts as the mother or father to the orphan. This enables the devotee to feel all the goodness in the universe and then demonstrate it to the others. It is an experience much deeper than all the words, all the philosophies, to act as the mother or father towards orphans. And, you know, we are all orphans in some way. The Sufi, like everybody else, proclaims the majesty of divinity, but unlike many others, they put it to practice, to use. Gataka. When we picture God as forgiver, so now we are moving on. We were looking at God as the, the just, or what was the word? No, the judge and the one who is, the judge who brings justice. And now we are looking at God as forgiver. When we picture God as forgiver, we find that there is not only in this world a strict justice, but there is love developed also. There is mercy and compassion. There is that sense of forgiveness. That God is not the servant of law, as is the judge in this world. God is the master of law. He is judge because he does not close his eyes to anything we do. He knows, he weighs and measures, and he returns what is due to us. And he is forgiver, because beyond and above his power of justice, there is his great power of love and compassion, which is his very being, which is his own nature, his or hers. And therefore it is more and it in greater proportion and working with a greater activity than his power of justice. So Hazrat Inayat Khan is saying here that the power of forgiveness, the power of love and mercy and compassion is greater than the justice. Tasawuf. This is not always seen by writers and philosophers. They judge from the externals. They are not wrong, but also they do not always go deep. If everything were like in the physical law of cause and effect, action and reaction, then there would be no evolution, no progress. Whatever things were, however, they were created, there could be no change. But there is change. There is advancement. And when we look more deeply, we can find the Sifati Allah pushing themselves, so to speak, through every facet of creation in some way or another. So it's again saying that there is more to the way that universe kind of manifests or operates, more than just the law of cause and effect. Now this is very interesting. I find that that power of love, power of mercy and compassion, is kind of beyond that direct law of as you sow, so you shall reap. There is this grace that comes with mercy and compassion, which we cannot plan for. We cannot, it either will be showered upon us or given to us or not. And it's just grace of God. Okay. Gataka. We, the human beings in this world, if there is a spark of goodness or kindness in our hearts, we avoid judging people. We prefer forgiving to judging. Forgiving gives us naturally a greater happiness than taking revenge, unless we are on quite a different path. Tasawuf. Despite many injunctions from many prophets, we are prone to judge. Looking outwardly, each sees the injustices of others. But at the same time, there is a protective quality. We want to protect our own. Some mothers will go far out of their way to protect or excuse or defend their children. This shows that in selfish and unselfish alike, there are other factors working than evenly laid out justice. So it's the same thing. Inveighing against injustice is no good. The just one becomes strong, but the forgiving one becomes stronger and thus becomes the example to be followed. Gataka. The one who realizes God as friend is never lonely in the world, neither in this world or in the hereafter. There is always a friend in the crowd, a friend in the solitude, or while one is asleep, unconscious of this outer world, and when one is awake and conscious of it. In both cases, the friend is there in their thought, in their imagination, in their heart, and in their soul. And the one who makes God their beloved, what more do they want? Their heart becomes awakened to all the beauty there is within and without. And to them, all things appeal. Everything unfolds itself, and it is beauty to their eyes, because God is all-pervading in all names and all forms, and therefore their beloved is never absent. As one progresses on the path to God, one also advances on the path with God. One feels the presence of Allah, and one drinks in all the beauty of all the beautiful names. They become part of one's very nature, and so one enters into the universe of love. Isn't it beautiful? So I'd like to do a practice with you now, and you know, just focusing on the mercy and compassion, you know, the first two names of Allah, Ya Rahman and Ya Rahim. It's such a profound practice and such a beautiful companion and friend to have these two, Ya Rahman and Ya Rahim. And I know you all know about them. You know, Ya Rahman is seen more as the masculine, or the sun of love, the shining out of love, and Ya Rahim is more, you could say, the feminine and our ability to receive love. And they both come from the word Rahm, which is the womb of love, and it's also the all-pervading love. It's kind of like this Ya Rahman is this infinite container of love, that, you know, everything is included in that container. So it's and Allah is just shining out this love into this container, where, you know, it's like the womb of love, where, you know, everything and you know, each one of us is within that womb. And then Ya Rahim is when we allow that gift of love, that gift of compassion, to really penetrate and enter our being. And it's kind of, I see it as sort of accepting love, because I think oftentimes we have we struggle with accepting love and accepting ourselves as we are, accepting loving ourselves as we are, because of all the wounding that we have, you know, experienced through our lives. And so every time we say Ya Rahim, it's kind of another layer of acceptance of ourselves, and saying, you know, I'm okay, I'm lovable, I'm, you know, I can take in more love. And before we go into that practice, I need to go and get a cable because my computer is running out of juice. So, one moment, I'm gonna go and get that cable. I did not realize it would go out of juice so quickly. There we are. So when we recite Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, it creates this healing energy. Healing energy for ourselves and also for our relationships in the world with other people and also in the world, kind of like wider world. You know, Ya Rahman is helping us to feel safe and loved in the world, and Ya Rahim brings love into our close relationships with others and with ourselves. So, one of my favorite practices is this one, and I'm gonna just put a note behind it just to give us a little bit of extra.
Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim.
And we go more and more in with that. And then on the breath, feeling that gentle love penetrating to the most softest places inside of us. ever so gently, like a feather, soothing and easing any wounds that we might have. Any places where we feel self-defensive or shame or guilt or deficient in some ways. Just ever so gently, allowing our breath to soothe those places. And letting go of any words and just concentrating on the breath. And allowing this breath to bring us to the place where our heart is still. Able to reflect like a surface of a water, like a surface of a lake, mirroring whatever it comes into contact with. No judgments, no thoughts, feelings, just mirroring. I mean, and we can maybe finish off with a little bit of zikr, just remembering this, what Murshid Sam was saying here, that as we progress on the path to God, we also advance on the path with God. And we feel the presence of Allah, and we drink in all the beauty of all the beautiful names. They become part of our very nature. And so we enter into the universe of love.
Love.
May any benefit that there was from this practice, from us being together, may it radiate out and reach all the places where it is most needed, especially all the love and all the compassion. May it reach the places where there is most suffering. And may it soothe and ease the pain of all beings. We offer our thanks to all the teachers, all the beings of light for their guidance and protection, for supporting us on the path. Amen. And thank you all.